Lesson 4. Meeting People 2. Part A. Micro-listening. Phonetics. Sound recognition.
Drill 1. Listen carefully. You will hear 10 groups of minimal pairs. Repeat what you hear, then fill in the blanks with the words you hear.
1. Read. Read.
2. Fan. Fine.
3. Rain. Ran.
4. Long. Wrong.
5. 3. Tree.
6. Crowd. Cloud.
7. Safe. Save.
8. Pear. Bear.
9. Cock. Cook.
10. Ice. Eyes. Drill 2. You will hear 10 sentences. In each sentence, there is a word which is similar to another word in sound. The two confusing words are given in the brackets. Listen carefully and underline the word you hear.
1. That's a good buy.
2. Give it to John.
3. Look it up before you go.
4. It's a big ship.
5. Shall we work together?
6. I'd like to introduce Mrs. Smith to you.
7. Where did you stay last night?
8. Mr. Brown has bought me a new watch.
9. Look at the crowds over there.
10. Let me collect the papers.
Part B. Macro listening. Dialogue. I'm so happy to see you. Now listen to the dialogue.
Hello, Anne. I'm so happy to see you. Come in.
Jane, you look very well.
Thank you, Anne. You look very well, too. And the children, they are both so tall.
Well, you haven't seen them for 5 years.
Right. I last saw them at a party when they were just a little boys. Now they've grown up.
Oh, Jane, we've brought a friend with us. This is Bill Brown. He hasn't visited London before.
Very pleased to meet you, Bill.
How do you do, Mrs. Davis?
Please, call me Jane. Okay, everybody, how about a drink first?
That'll be very nice.
Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue and choose the right answer to each of the following questions.
Hello, Anne. I'm so happy to see you. Come in.
Jane, you look very well.
Thank you, Anne. You look very well, too. And the children, they are both so tall.
Well, you haven't seen them for 5 years.
Right. I last saw them at a party when they were just a little boys. Now they've grown up.
Oh, Jane, we've brought a friend with us. This is Bill Brown. He hasn't visited London before.
Very pleased to meet you, Bill.
How do you do, Mrs. Davis?
Please, call me Jane. Okay, everybody. How about a drink first?
That will be very nice.
Exercise 2. Listen to the dialogue again and fill in the blanks with the words you hear.
Hello, Anne. I'm so happy to see you. Come in.
Jane, you look very well.
Thank you, Anne. You look very well, too. And the children, they are both so tall.
Well, you haven't seen them for 5 years.
Right. I last saw them at a party when they were just a little boys. Now they've grown up.
Oh, Jane, we've brought a friend with us. This is Bill Brown. He hasn't visited London before.
Very pleased to meet you, Bill.
How do you do, Mrs. Davis?
Please, call me Jane. Okay, everybody. How about a drink first?
That will be very nice.
Passage. Old friends meet. Now listen to the passage.
Michael was walking along the street the other day. Suddenly, he heard someone shouting his name. He stopped and looked around. A young man was running after him. It was Jack Evans. 10 years ago, Michael and Jack went to the same high school, and then they studied in the same university. But they hadn't met each other for 3 years since their graduation. They were very happy to see each other again and decided to have lunch together. So they went into the nearest restaurant and sat at a table by the window. They told each other stories about their lives and promised to keep in touch in the future. They had a very pleasant time together that day.
Exercise 1. Listen to the passage and choose the best answer to each of the following questions.
Michael was walking along the street the other day. Suddenly, he heard someone shouting his name. He stopped and looked around. A young man was running after him. It was Jack Evans. 10 years ago, Michael and Jack went to the same high school, and then they studied in the same university. But they hadn't met each other for 3 years since their graduation. They were very happy to see each other again and decided to have lunch together. So they went into the nearest restaurant and sat at a table by the window. They told each other stories about their lives and promised to keep in touch in the future. They had a very pleasant time together that day.
Exercise 2. Listen to the passage again and supply the missing words.
Michael was walking along the street the other day. Suddenly, he heard someone shouting his name. He stopped and looked around. A young man was running after him. It was Jack Evans. 10 years ago, Michael and Jack went to the same high school, and then they studied in the same university. But they hadn't met each other for 3 years since their graduation. They were very happy to see each other again and decided to have lunch together. So they went into the nearest restaurant and sat at a table by the window. They told each other stories about their lives and promised to keep in touch in the future. They had a very pleasant time together that day.
This is the end of Lesson 4.